What I thought we'd take just a second, try to keep on track where we are mentally, and maybe it'd be productive as we go through this. Obviously, when the TV course gets rolling, there will be a master syllabus that I can fix, but I just thought I'd take a second and just project 3 or 4 weeks down the road more accurately than where we are. And so that's the only purpose of that. I need to keep one for myself, so I can't say anything glib or funny or smart or anything else until I get one. We'll finish Sword this week. That gives us Monday. I thought we'd see part of that film on armor. We don't have to see all of it. And then the period after that, we'll do Arnold. Arnold is actually on the other side of campus at the moment, so I'm going to have to transport him back. I've been trying to wait till I get over there. Some of you people come from the new classroom building. I should just have you haul Arnold back for me. And then we'll do Queen, then we'll have a test, and then we'll see Excalibur. The reason I'm waiting on Excalibur is, as I think I might have mentioned in class or maybe off camera the other day, is that I've shown Excalibur right after reading Sword in the Stone, which works pretty well, except then people confuse everything because it actually covers Arthur from the beginning all the way through his death. And so all of a sudden I start getting answers to questions on tests where, no, that's the film, no, that's what we're reading. So I thought it'd be helpful to have the first test so you had kind of more of a pure state of mind. I said the first thing I'd talk about today, though, and that wasn't the first thing, was in response to Reese's question where he tried to make me look bad and leave me bummed out for the weekend. I will remember that at grade time, I must say. It's useful to pick up when you have an opportunity, and I'm getting no rebate on these things, some handy references on your desk. And a lot of these things I've picked up really cheap just being in bookstores on clearance because they're too limited use for most people to be of interest. But one thing I keep is the New York Times Public Library desk reference. It's pretty useful. And for any of you who might aspire at some point to teach literature, I actually got this really cheap, and it's a great, great book, is Merriam-Webster's Encyclopedia of Literature. And in response to a question like that, even Webster's on a bridge, it's only so much use. But this was very useful. So all information is directly plagiarized from this. And actually, the question was, I think, referred to Castor. C-K, just X, Pollux.